In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday, the third day of May. Good as always to have you along, everybody. We've got, as we've all heard, political refugees. There are economic refugees as well. And now, for the first time in the United States, we have climate refugees. The first slice of taxpayer money being spent to move an entire community that lives right on the edge of where climate change hits reality. The community in question is down in South Louisiana. The story about it is in today's New York Times. Coral Davenport shared the byline on the piece. Coral, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Kai. It's great to be with you.
Tell me about the Île de Jean-Charles, I guess is how you pronounce it.
Yes. So it is a tiny little sliver of land on the south coast of Louisiana. And this is sort of a part of the country, a part of the world that science shows us because of rising sea levels, because of climate change, within our lifetimes, it's probably not going to be inhabitable anymore.
And so the government has now, to the tune of $48 million, decided it is best to move the entire community. Who are we talking about here?
So, yes, the federal government has been looking for a while at ways to help cities and counties and different parts of the country prepare for rising sea levels and climate change and higher storm surges, generally by doing things like building dams and levees and sort of making communities more resilient. This is one place that they looked at and they said, there's no way to kind of batten down the hatches and prepare. This place is going under. Their daily lives are being affected by these rising sea levels. They're experiencing regular flooding so frequently that sometimes they'll miss many days of work because the roads are flooded. Kids can't get to school because the school bus can't come and pick them up. So this kind of flooding is a regular part of daily life.
So where are they going to go and who decides? And I mean, there are so many questions when you're taking a whole community and just lock, stock and barrel moving it.
Yes. And as you said, it's a $48 million grant to move just 60 people,
yeah.
To give you a sense of how hard this is going to be. So the federal government sent the money to the state. The state is working with a local parish, that's the regional mm-hmm. government in Louisiana, to try to identify a community somewhere inland. First criteria, of course, is that it's safe and won't be yeah. flooded. But then it also has to be somewhere that they can afford to purchase with the grant and where the surrounding community would welcome them. So this is a big challenge right off the bat. How do you find a place to move an entire community of people?
Right. And there have to be jobs and schools and infrastructure and all of that.
Yes. And what's important about this story is that it's not isolated. This is a preview. This is a preview of the kind of movement that we are likely to see, not just in the U.S., but all around the world. That's something that demographers and climate scientists have looked at and said, this is the first trickle of movements of millions of people that we are likely to see around the world in the coming decades.
Does everybody on the island have to leave when the community packs up and goes, or do they have the option to stay?
They absolutely have the option to stay, and the government has worked is trying to make that point. This is not a forced relocation. I think a lot of the older people there say, you know, this is our ancestral land. This is our community. We don't trust the government. You know, and remember, of course, this is a Native American mm-hmm. Tribe. Their ancestors originally came there fleeing the Trail of Tears.
From Andrew Jackson's days. Yeah,
exactly. And so there's a lot of distrust of the government, a lot of deep, resonant distrust of, oh, okay, the federal government's going to come and relocate us to essentially a reservation.
Yeah, yeah.
And so no one's forcing anyone to leave, but it could if folks do stay, you know, they have this, you know, emotional reaction to leaving. But the question is, does it become even more difficult and more unsafe?
The headline in the New York Times today is called Resettling the First American Climate Refugees. Coral Davenport had part of the byline. Campbell Robertson had the other one. Coral, thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Kai. Great to be with you.